We're starting Hamad Aleph, and we're on our third answer as to who the author of the Mishnah is going to be, that you don't need a makom dalet al dalet, that you just take from one hand and give to the other, and that's good enough. Alam Reb Zer Hamani Acherim Hi. You know the author of the Mishnah? It's the Acherim, which is Reb Meir. Detani Acherim Omrim. Now, Reb Meir says, Amma bin Kumav Kibel, Chayiv. If you stand in your place and you're Mekabel, you threw a chayfetz and another person caught it, right? And that guy, Amma bin Kumav Kibel, if he stood up in place, right? So they're Chayiv. But if he ran away from his place and he got caught it by running from that place and catching it, then he's going to be pater. Wait a second, if he caught it, that's not a makom dalet odalet. Why is it you need a hanacha to have a makom dalet odalet? There isn't a makom dalet odalet, so why is that chayiv? Must be you don't need a makom dalet odalet. Wait, that explains the hanacha. Maybe the Akira needs a makom dalet odalet. V'anochanami, dilma d'pashakan v'vikibla d'ikanami anocha. And anocha as well, how do you know it's not a makom dalet odalet? Maybe he didn't catch it with his hands. Maybe he caught it with his beged. And therefore, that's considered a real anocha. So maybe that's the reason why that's considered over here. So maybe that's the reason why this works. So that's our first, but that's the third answer. And that, again, it's not a good answer. Amar b'yaba, masnisin kigon, the commission is the following case. It says, v'niach al gabi traskel, that it went on top of a basket, and therefore there's anacha on the makom dalet odalet. But our Mishnah says it went into his hand. Tani traskel should be yadav. Well, right, there was a basket in his hand. Ha teinach traskel b'rishus yachid, ala traskel b'rishus rabim b'rishus yachid. So we say, wait a second. That makes sense if the basket is in Rosh Hashanah, but a traskel, a basket in Rosh Hashanah is really the status of Rosh Hashanah. Limited glory of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That sounds like it's not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's kind of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Now it's kind of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. If you stick a pole into the Rosh Hashanah and you put on top of it a little basket, Zarif and Achal Gab of Chayiv. If you throw something into it, it's going to be Chayiv. Dik Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Pasha Balabai says, Yad Lachuz Finasan, Losoch Yad Shalani, Amai Chayiv. If it's like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, right, that if the Balabai stretches out his hands outside to the Rosh Hashanah and he puts it into the hands of the Ani, why would he be Chayiv? Rosh Hashanah, because then it would be Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah because it's into a traskel. That traskel is considered Rosh Hashanah. So we say, I'll feel it in Rabbi Yisrael Yudah. Hazam al miyud, hachlam at miyud. Nope, it could be if it's above 10 or if it's below 10. If it's below 10, then it might be considered still the Rosh Hashanah. But if it's above 10, then it would be considered Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it was below 10. Kasha le Rabbi Yisrael, mikatani traskel should be yadav al yadav katani. Is a kasha to Rabbi Yavo. Does it say traskel should be yado va yado ketani? But it says yado, right? He says that was in his hands itself. Alon Rabbi Yavo kigon sheshil should yado lamat migim of a kibla. He put his hand lower than three tefachim and he accepted it that way. So Rabbi Yavo is giving a fifth answer, right? So it's not yado, it's not traskel, it's yado ketani. It means that he put his hand way below three tefachim and he accepted it va omi ketani. But it says he's standing b'shocha. It means he's leaning. B'yibasim beguma, or he's standing in a hole. B'yibasim benanis, or it could be a really short person. So that's what happened over here. And so therefore, so even though it's not a makom dalet odalet because it's in his hand, but since it's close to the ground, it's like a makom dalet odalet. Amar Rava, ichbol tana lashmin kohani. Does the tana really have to double up and say all these cases? Amar Rava, yadu shalom chashuv lo kedalet odalet. Rava says a final answer. His hand is considered like a makom dalet odalet. V'chin kiyas Rava and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yadu shalom chashuv lo kedalet odalet. That's considered like a makom dalet odalet. Okay, so we have six answers altogether. The last five are the only two that are really accepted. Either he put his hand all the way down under three tefachim, that's why it's considered part of the ground, or the hand of a person is like a makom dalet odalet. And Rabban Rabbi Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, Zarachav is benos nach besoch yadosh chaveru. If a guy throws a chayfetz and it lands inside the hand of his friend, he's going to be chayiv. My kamashalim, what are we teaching? Yadosh alam chashuv look at dalet odalet. The hand of a person is considered the makom dalet odalet. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chorazin, didn't Rabbi Yochanan already say that? Maybe that's only if you're machshav of your hands. Maybe if you're not machshav of your hands, then it doesn't count. Kamash malon, even if you're not machshav of your hands, it's still considered like a makom dalet odalet. So there we go. That's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. So we say, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Eloy, Rabbi Yochanan. Amrim kom of the kibul. If you stood up in your place and you caught something, you're going to be chayiv. In other words, the person who threw it is going to be chayiv. Amrim kom of the kibul. Pater. But if you ran from your place and you caught it that way, like on the run, pater. So therefore, again, if you're standing in your place and you accepted it, you caught it, then you're going to be chayiv, probably because the yad of a person is considered like a makom dalet odalet. By Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say you threw something and then you ran to go catch it and you caught it yourself. What's the luck in that case? You like threw it up in the air, it ended up going and you caught it. What's the kasha? What we're asking is two kochos by one person. If there's two different kochos where a person is throwing and a person is catching, all by the same person, is that considered chayiv? Well, Dilma Kishnebi Adam, your potter. Maybe it's like two different people, and therefore your potter said teku. We don't have an answer to the kasha. Amr Rav Yonah, Rav Yochanan, Hichnis Yadoi, the so chazuk of Rav Kiva Megisham Vahoti. Let's say a person puts his hand into the chatur of his friend. He catches rain in his hand, and then he brings it out. He's going to be chayiv, because that's something that you're carrying in your hands outside. Maskal Rav Zer Mali Tino Chavir Mali Tino Shemayim. What difference does it make if it came from his friend, or if it came from the heavens itself? It should be potter. If a friend gives it to you, then you're potter, because you only did one thing. And if Shemayim put it in your hands, you didn't do the Kabbalah. So what's the, you might have done the Hanacha by pulling it out into wherever you are, but you didn't do the Kabbalah. You lo'avid Akira, you didn't do the actual Akira. So lo'ti mekibol akalot, you're right. It's not kibol, it's not where you caught it from the heavens, it's that you picked it up with your hand, and then you pulled it out. So you did the Akira and the Hanacha by picking up with your hand yourself. It's not like it rained into your hand. You need it to be from on top of a makum dalal dalad, and there isn't any. So yeah, it might be a makum dalal dalad. You collected the rainwater from on top of a wall. But it doesn't really rest on top of a wall. It could be that it's a leaning, a wall with a slant. And therefore, we're talking about a wall with a slant, and therefore it went straight into your hands, and that's how you caught it, and you brought it, and then you brought it out. That's when you're going to be chayv. Where did Rava originally make that statement? The Rava made the statement that kosel meshufa, because we said over there, Rava said kosel meshufa over here as well. Now we have it on the following mission on Hema Beis. Hayakore b'sefer alei skuf v'niskal gol sefer miyadu golu atzlo. If you're reading a sefer on top of a wall or a column, and the sefer rolled out of his hands, golu atzlo, you can roll it up to you. Hayakore b'rosh agag v'niskal gol sefer miyadu. If you're reading on top of a rooftop and the sefer fell out of your hands, before it reaches 10 tefachim, you can roll it back to yourself. But once it reaches 10 tefachim, then you got to turn it around and make sure that the ksav is up. Right? In other words, turn it around so that the ksav is not up, so that it doesn't become a bad thing for the sefer itself. But it's not nach, so what's the problem? But you could just pick it up. It's an answer. The answer is that it's on a kosel meshufa. It's on that leaning wall. Therefore, it is going to stay that way. It's still technically leaning on something, and that's why it's considered like nach already. Where does Rava say that? That's by a sefer, which normally could be lying down on top of something. But water doesn't do that. Maybe you collected it from top of a guma pshita. I would have thought maybe water on top of water is not considered good enough. Water on top of other water, that is considered hanacha. Egos agabe maim lav hanu nachasa. But an egos on top of water, that's not considered hanacha because it's going to move around quite a bit. So that's not considered real hanacha. Okay, boy Rava. Rava asked Akasha. Egos bekli bekli sof agabe maim. Let's say you have a nut inside a kli and the kli is floating on top of the water. Basra egos is linva hanayich. Do you go after the nut and the nut is resting on top of that thing? Oh, dilma basra kli is lin. Maybe we go after the kli. Vala naich the nayid. Maybe that's not naich. Why? Because it's moving around. So teku. We don't know. Shem sof agabe yayim. Let's say you have oil that's floating on top of wine. Machlos Rav Yochum and Uri Rabbanan. Now we learn in a Mishnah, if you have oil that's floating on top of wine, and the tul yom, a person who's a tul yom, in other words, who is tovel that day from his tumah, he only passes the oil. No, the oil and the wine are connected to one another, so he's metami both of them. Now we have another statement of Rabbi Oven. Name Rabbi Lo, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. If he was carrying food and drink, and he went in and out all day long. You're not chayiv until you actually stand. But that's only if you stand to rest. Mimai, how do we know that? If you're in Dalan Amos, then if you stop to rest, you're potter. But if you just shoulder the burden, you keep walking, then you're chayiv. It's not considered like you stopped within Dalan Amos, and therefore you walk Dalan Amos under Shazram. But if you're outside Dalan Amos, if you stand in order to rest, that's when you're chayiv, because you walk Dalan Amos, and that's really stopping. Lakosif is potter, because that's not like you're really stopping. My Kamashalan, Shosakim Shavishon Lakach, that the Akira wasn't done originally with that in mind. And therefore you have that. So Ham Rabbi Yochanan Chodazimna, but we already know that. If somebody is moving different objects from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, and he changes his mind and decides to take them out completely, Potter. Shosakim Shavishon Lakach, when he first picked it up, he wasn't thinking that way. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if your Machshava originally wasn't for that, then you're not going to be Chayiv. And they both said it in different languages. Lashanos, and that's fine. It's the same thing. And Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing twice, just two different cases. Tana Rabbanan. We have by the two dots store the bottom. Amotzi mechanus lepalatia derech stov. Chayiv. If somebody brings something out from a storefront into the street by way of a side area where there's like a sidewalk, you're going to be chayiv. Ben Azay poter. Rabbi Ben Azay says the stov is good enough of a hefsik that you're going to be poter. Vishnu Ben Azay says halakha omidami. Ben Azay holds that if you're walking, it's like you stood there, and therefore you stood in the side streets. Therefore, you didn't go straight from Rishis Yochanan to Rishis Rabban. That's why you're poter. Alo Rabbanan he nami dekasaver mahalach lav komidami. So maybe they hold that walking is not like you're standing there. Hecha eshkol on the kia gavner chayiv. Where do we ever find a case like this in which you're going to be chayiv? On Rosafan Rav Yami on Rav Yochanan. Where do we find it? Rav Safra says, Rav Yami, Rav Yochanan, midin hava amav rechefetz b'rishis Rabban. You know what the case is? Where you're moving around a chefetz in the rishis Rabban. Hazo lav al gav to come and inok it leiv also palter. As much as you're carrying it, whatever it is, you're going to be palter. Kimanach lechai, but if you put it down your chai, v'chanami lo shno, it would be the same thing over your midami. Hazo lav al manach le makom chiyuv. Wherever you put it down, it's a makom chiyuv. Hachi imanach leiv stuff. If you put it in the stuff, in that street, you know, the sidewalk, whatever it is, makom turhu. So you wouldn't be chayiv. Al midin hava amav rechefetz mitchil stalo sof dalet. So on the top of Amud Aleph, he says, if you're moving something from the beginning of dalet almost to the end of Dalai Lama's house and live off a gap to Yamanach Levis of Dalai Lama's. If you put it within Dalai Lama's, you're Paltic, Yamanach Levis of Dalai Lama's Chai, but if you put it at the end of Dalai Lama's, you're Chai, Halkanam and Lushnah should be the exact same thing. But again, me dummy, you can't compare. Hazon le gavi de high gavra makom turhu le kuli alma makom chiyuv. For this guy, it's makom turhu because it's within dalat amos. But for everybody else, it's makom chiyuv. Halchul kuli alma makom turhu. Here we're talking about something which is according to everybody on makom turhu, so it's not comparable. So we're gonna have to give one more case, right? And that's going to be the case. But we'll get to that next time. We're on Ella midi to have el motzi mishis yachid and vav amid Ella.